You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Come November, Idahoans will be voting on whether to legalize historical horse racing, which means people use slot machines like terminals to place bets on randomly selected past horse races. The machines are also called instant racing terminals, and hundreds of them were installed at three locations across Idaho when the state legislature authorized them back in 2013. 2 years later, in 2015, lawmakers decided the machines looked too much like slot machines, and they repealed that law. Well, after a successful push to get the issue in front of voters, Idahoans will go to the polls on Election Day in November to decide if this type of horse racing should come back. Back in May, if you remember, we spoke with supporters of this initiative, but there are opponents of this as well. So today, we are bringing up this conversation again to get the other side of it, to give this organization a chance to talk about why this isn't a good idea for Idaho. Joining me live in studio is Jonathan Krutz. He is the president of the organization Stop Predatory Gambling Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me here, Gemma.
First question for you. For those who aren't aware, maybe haven't been following this, briefly explain what historical horse racing is.
In a nutshell, a historical horse racing machine is a slot machine with a little video of a horse race in the corner. And we did have these here in Idaho for 2 years, and I went to see them. Lots of people saw them. Our legislators went to see them, and when they saw them, they were shocked because the proponents had brought this to the legislature saying, you know, we want to allow betting on past horse races, as if, you know, we're all sitting in a room together looking at a wall at a horse race and betting on it. And the legislature approved that. But then when they went in, they said, these are slot machines. We have people that are sitting in rows of banks of video machines hitting a button every 5 seconds with a new bet, rapid bet, and running till 2 a.m. There's really no limit in this law of how long they can run. Really what's being proposed here is to legalize slot machine casinos across Idaho. And I'm concerned about that because that's not the message that the voters of Idaho are getting from the proponents of this, who are saying it's just to save horse racing.
So talk to me about this. You sent me some information that will be going out in a pamphlet from the Secretary of State's office, because every voter gets a pamphlet before Election Day that helps them understand what they will be voting on.
Yes.
So in this language, there are things about this proposal that maybe voters may not, and that you're arguing that voters may not be have been aware of when they were asked to sign a petition in order to get enough signatures so that this could go on the ballot.
Yeah, I've heard from several people who signed the signatures to save horse racing who were shocked that what they signed was to legalize slot machine casinos. They had no idea. The proposal is to change a law, and the law that's being proposed to change is whether slot machine casinos are legal or not. But that's not what any of the marketing around this is saying. It's saying save horse racing. Well, a little bit of money from slot machines can go to horse racing. That's a side effect, but that's not the proposal. The proposal is to allow Idaho to have 24/7 slot machine casinos 365 days a year, really wherever the Idaho Racing Commission says they can be.
But the proponents of this say it is this historic horse racing. It happens to look like a slot machine. But their argument is that it is bringing back that historic horse racing, which was legal for 2 years in Idaho.
Well, they're saying that we have a tradition of horse racing in Idaho that they want to support, which is fine. This isn't really about supporting horse racing, though. The nature of these machines is that they generate a lot of money, so you could give that money to a lot of causes. I don't think horse racing is a wonderful thing, but I don't think it would be at the top of the list if you looked at priorities for Idaho that need funding. But horse racing has failed in Idaho. The tracks shut down, and horse racing is a business like any other. If you don't have customers, then you don't succeed. They didn't have customers, they don't succeed. This isn't going to bring back horse racing. This is just going to subsidize horse racing, put it on life support, if you will.
I'm speaking with Jonathan Krutz. He is the president of the organization Stop Predatory Gambling Idaho. We're talking today about the initiative that will be going on the ballot in November about whether or not to bring historical horse racing back to Idaho. One of the things that, Jonathan, your organization is also arguing about is that you say that this won't actually help the economy, part of the argument from the proponents is that, look, this is going to bring more money back in, and we're going to have more money in our cities. You don't agree with that.
That's really not an honest argument. If you think about, you know, we're here in Boise. If we had a casino in Boise, nobody from anywhere in the world is going to travel to Boise to bet in that casino. The money going into that casino is coming from people in the Treasure Valley. That's not new money. We've already got that money in our economy. It's going to buy dishwashers. It's going to buy cars. It's going to eat out for dinner. It's just redirecting it into a different place. So there's no new money. So the notion that if we build this casino and it generates $50 million, say, in business, it is going to expand our economy, it doesn't. It's cannibalizing our economy. And any of your listeners who are running a business who employ people who might get hooked on this should all be very concerned about this. It's not like there's $50 million more being spent around town for them. It's $50 million less, actually, for them.
And one of your arguments as well is that this could lead to people becoming addicted to gambling. This is a concern because, once again, it's that 24-hour availability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and slot machines are far and away the most addictive gambling product out there. They're very effective at hooking people. That's why they make so much money. A study that I saw recently, and this is an area I've been studying for 25 years.
To be clear, because you're getting actually a PhD, correct?
That's correct. The study I saw recently suggested that 4% of slot machine gamblers gamble what the industry would say responsibly. Right? They set a budget, they stick with that budget. 4% do. The gambling and slot machines don't make money off of those gamblers. They make money off of people who are hooked. And the studies that I've seen at the high end, a study out of Canada suggests that 60% of the money that goes into slot machines in Canada comes from people who can't control their gambling.
So would your organization be okay with what people, when you talked about in 2013, when this was put in place, what maybe our legislators and certain people in the public thought this would be? Sitting in a room, watching past horse racing on a screen, betting on it. Would you be okay with something like that? Or is it the slot machines that is your primary concern?
Yeah, I think what you're suggesting is maybe more allowable under current Idaho law. It's not something that the horse tracks would support, because when they had live horse racing, not enough people came to make it profitable, so they shut it down. So if you added video horse racing, that's not the attraction. The attraction isn't watching the horses. On these historic horse racing machines, when you're betting once every 5 seconds, even though there's a little video of a horse race, and even though there are buttons that you can pick a horse, nobody does that. They had these operating for 2 years, and if you went in and watched it, everybody's hitting that button every 5 seconds. If that's the case, there's no horse analysis of the winning horse, and there's no watching a horse race. That's not what people are doing. They're betting on this like a slot machine. And we haven't talked about, but a huge issue here is, what kind of state do we want to be? Does rule of law matter? Because in our Idaho Constitution, it explicitly prohibits slot machines and any imitation of a slot machine. And yet the supporters of this proposal have said these look like slot machines because they're supposed to look like slot machines. Clearly, they agree that they imitate slot machines, which violates the Constitution.
So then how do we get around that? Because in order to change this, you have to change the Constitution.
Well, that's what they should do if they want these machines, but that's not what they are doing. They're trying to change the law. And if you look in the proposal, it has this really strange language. It says historical horse racing machines are not imitations or simulations of slot machines, as if you can just define that away. It doesn't. You can write a sentence like that in law, but it doesn't change the reality of the experience of the gambler, which everybody agrees if you look at it. And I brought one here as a picture. We can't hold it up for the radio.
We can always take a picture, though, and put it on our website if people are concerned. Because you're right. It's hard to explain on the radio sometimes.
But clearly, it looks like a slot machine because it's supposed to. It has spinning reels on it. It has a button you hit every 5 seconds.
Right.
It adds up your winnings and a little thing on the top that spins and bells and whistles and all of the things that any...
Why you play a slot machine.
Yeah, that's what makes it attractive. And showing a video of a horse race on the wall can't compete with that.
So bottom line, though, this is going to voters in November. This is on
the ballot. It's on the ballot. Yes, it is.
So at this point, your group, what is your ultimate goal then? Is it to make sure that people are educated and then they can just make an informed decision? Because if people are informed and they still vote yes for this, then they vote yes for it.
They do. I've been involved in gambling fights in a couple states. The thing that is troubling to me always is that on the proponent side, we hear a lot of things that are distracting or that aren't exactly on target. And I think Idahoans are pretty smart and they can sort through that. Clearly, if you're saying, as the proponents do, that these aren't slot machines, you just look at it and you know that it's a slot machine. And we haven't really gone into the problems associated with slot machines, but you know, we've had a 25-year of expansion of casinos across America, and the problems are pretty clear. It's 12.4% of crime in counties that have a casino is 12.4% higher than those that don't. Bankruptcies are up. Homelessness is up. A lot of the things that many people in Idaho work to make Idaho such a great place are undermined by gambling, because gambling hooks a few people and sucks them in and pulls them into a subclass of our population that undermines the things that we're trying to accomplish for the good life that we have here in Idaho.
So bottom line, when this pamphlet from the Secretary of State office comes out, people need to read it, need to be informed, make a decision come November based on that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you for coming in today, Jonathan. My guest today is Jonathan Kratz. He is the president of the organization Stop Predatory Gambling Idaho. Thank you again for coming in and talking about this.
I appreciate you getting some airtime, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Up next, a crime that took over the city of Detroit. Now an Idaho writer is talking about what it was like to grow up in that city when that was going on. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.